old folks gather round and lend an ear. And when you need advice, just ask old Dr. Cheer. And my third letter is from a boy who seems to be having girl trouble. Most unusual, I will admit. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, what would you do to a girl who slaps you every time you try to kiss her? And what would you advise me to do? Well, this is what I would do, and this is my advice. Take it slow and easy when the lights are turned down low. Take it slow and easy till she's under the mistletoe. Then pucker up your lips, kiss her twice. She won't slap, she'll think it's nice. Take it slow and easy. That's Dr. Cheer's advice. And the next letter, really, it's rather pathetic. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, my hair is beginning to turn gray, and I'm so afraid my husband will lose interest in me. Do you think he will seek a more youthful companion, Doctor? Lady, I don't think you have to worry at all, because when your hair has turned to silver, he will love you just the same. He will only call you sweetheart. That will always be your name. Through a garden filled with roses, down the sunset trail you'll stray. When your hair has turned to silver, he will love you as today. And the next letter strikes me as being rather funny. It reads, Dear Dr. Cheer, I'm a girl what lives in the country. A handsome traveling man came to town and wants to hire Deacon Smith's buggy and take me out. Should I go with this stranger, Doctor? He seems so nice. Don't go, little girl. Don't go, because if you do, you'll walk back from the buggy ride, the buggy ride, the buggy ride. You walk back from the buggy ride, you'll hike through hills and dales. The way he'll look into your eyes, you'll know that you'll need exercise. You'll walk back from the buggy ride, cause horses carry tails. He'll take you out for an Irish stew and try to squeeze it out of you. And you'll walk back from the buggy ride, cause horses carry tails. And ladies and gentlemen, if you would like some advice, just drop old Dr. Cheer a line.